Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wondering how to improve your self-esteem, but you're not sure how? Well, today I'm going to cover why not working on your self-esteem is selfish and how you can start to improve your self-esteem. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I've had some really low self-esteem points in my life. We all have ups and downs, but one of the reasons I started getting in this area was I couldn't stand how low my self-esteem was, and I made a commitment to myself that I was going to boost it to high levels. Before I discovered how many other people in this world were struggling with self-esteem or confidence issues. Now, what's self-esteem before we go further? Self-esteem, because we hear self-esteem, we hear confidence run about. Self-esteem is how much you like yourself. Plain and simple. That's the simplest definition. How much do you like yourself as you? Now, as a kid, I used to be really critical of myself if I had a bad football game or any sport. If I did well, I'd be like, oh, that's all right, you know, that's good. But if anything went wrong, I'd be really horrible to myself. My self-talk was terrible. When I went through university, it got really, really low that I actually hurt myself a bit. Not something that got too serious, but I did hurt myself physically. And then as I went through my 20s, I used to just try and hide away my self-esteem struggles with excessive drinking. Although I love my social occasions and I really, really grew in my social confidence as I've grown up, but I was drinking too much because I just didn't like who I was. The thing was, it was impacting on other people. I wouldn't be horrible necessarily to other people, but I would be in a low mood, low energy, and I wasn't myself, and I'd bring that to different environments. And I wasn't delivering the best work I could because of it. And I wasn't giving as much out to everyone else as I could have been if I had really worked on my self-esteem. We can't give to others if we are not in a good energy state. And this is why I wanted to share why not working on your self-esteem is selfish. Now, before we go any further, if you've got low self-esteem, that's not selfish. There could have been a mixture of beliefs in your life that formed that up. And often there are experiences in childhood that contribute to these certain beliefs that I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, from silly experiences. But we're always having experiences, and these contribute to our beliefs about ourselves, others, and the world. And especially when we're talking about self-esteem, our beliefs about ourselves. So to actually have low self-esteem, you know, it's not necessarily something you've done intentionally. It's just how our brain works and how our beliefs have been formed. Now, what I'm saying is, if you're not going to make any effort to improve your self-esteem, that's what's selfish, because I was in that boat. I wasn't the best version I could be. Now, if I hadn't worked on my self-esteem, I wouldn't have created this podcast that has helped so many people. I wouldn't have started to coach people one-to-one and help change their life. I wouldn't have written so many books. I wouldn't have had the impact I've had in workplaces before. I wouldn't have had the positive impact onto my friends as I could have. I wouldn't be such a great impact in my family if I hadn't worked on my self-esteem. So therefore, when I wasn't working my self-esteem, I was being selfish because I just wasn't making that effort to improve myself, which therefore impacts on others. And maybe this can sound like a hard truth sometimes, but that's where we have to get to. If we're not honest with ourselves, progress can't be made. And the best coaches will always tell you this. They'll always call you out for your beliefs, because if we're just hiding away, there's these negative beliefs about ourselves, they're going to remain there. We've got to pick up these bad behaviors and then identify them and then change them. So maybe you can relate. Maybe you can think, oh, maybe my low self-esteem is affecting my my marriage or my relationship or my kids or my job or my friends. And also, your low self-esteem might not have, well, may have held you back from going after what you really want and actually contributing more to the world and to other people because of it. So actually making the decision that you are going to improve your self-esteem is a great, great first step. And I really admire you for that. And I imagine you are one of those people that want to take action because you're listening to this. Of course, don't just listen to this and do nothing with it. You've actually got to do stuff. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. Implementation and action is power. And habit, when you do it over and over again, that's superpower because you're doing it repeatedly. So what can you do to help your self-esteem? There's plenty of tips and advice I give. Particularly in one-to-one coaching, it always has to be relevant and suitable for the individual. And I use elements of neuroencoding, which is the working with our subconscious mind a little bit, and actually training our psychology to serve us so our behaviors naturally better. But it's always got to be specific to you. However, I'm going to share a few things that can help you today. The first one is your physiology. The way you move impacts how you feel. So if you're down, your shoulders will be slumped. You won't be looking up. But if you smile, if you walk upright, that can make a dramatic difference to how you feel about yourself. So adjusting your physiology to feel good within yourself is a really good point. The second one is what you say. The words you attach become your experience to your life. So if you're saying, I have low self-esteem, or I'm not worthy, or I'm pathetic, that becomes your experience of life. So start using powerful words, even if it doesn't feel like you at first. If you keep saying something of repetition and meaning's really important, emotional intensity, then it soon becomes your experience. My third point is really praising yourself for everything. Human beings are terrible for this, and I've been terrible for this in the past, and it's something I always have to direct and work with on clients all the time. We're really good at criticizing ourselves. We're very bad at praising ourselves. So if you're thinking, oh, you're terrible at praising yourself, you're not the only person in the world who's bad at that. So praising yourself is key because it tells your nervous system to do something again. And it gives you that good relationship with yourself. If someone else praises you, how do you feel? Probably pretty good. Now, you can't always get that praise, but you can always get it from yourself. You've just got to schedule it in. Remember, schedule it in a few times a day to praise yourself. My next point is just go on a rant about how great you are. Now, again, this can be quite challenging if you've got low self-esteem. But write for a few minutes to 5 minutes a day. Just write down everything you've achieved, no matter how small. You got out of bed this morning, you worked out this today, you did a really hard task at work, you cooked your breakfast, you cooked your dinner, anything. Just keep practicing that and eventually you'll start dragging out more and more great stuff about you. And then my final point is look at yourself for your potential. So this kind of links to the previous point. Look at yourself for potential and look at others for possibility. So instead of comparing and then thinking you're not as great as someone else, which is a common human tendency, start looking at what you've achieved so far, which shows you what you're capable of. Again, writing the praise is really going to help you. But then look at others and what's possible. See what's possible and have big ambitions like other people have. If you do not work on your self-esteem, nothing will change. You'll create negative relationships impact on your relationships with others. You'll create a negative relationship with yourself. You won't be going after what you want. You won't be creating such a great impact. So you've really got to work on your self-esteem. I was guilty of myself. I was guilty of this myself. I would criticize myself, and then I had my family worried, my friends worried, because I was so down in certain points. And I wasn't being the best version of me. I wasn't giving off energy. I wasn't sharing and giving value to others. It's okay to have bad days. Of course it is. it's okay to be in those points where you've got low self-esteem, but it's not okay not to work on it. So what I want you to do is your action. Remember, take action. Don't just listen to stuff and then go away and think, oh, that's great, because your life won't change. And I'm honest. This is, you know, you've got to be honest to make progress. Pick one thing. So the exercise is, pick one thing that you are dedicated to doing every day for your self-esteem. Use maybe one of the things I've said, or think of something that's going to be really good for improving your self-esteem. Something else you could do is just tell yourself you love you in the mirror every morning. Pick something that you're going to be committed to every single day. Make it simple, but be consistent with it. Okay, so that concludes today's episode. If you have enjoyed the content today, come and hang out with me on Instagram. You can find me. I'll leave my name in the description. It's at Johnny Pardo. Or you can find me on LinkedIn as well. Just type in Johnny Pardo. And also, if you would like to be part of a community, we have a Facebook group and a LinkedIn group. Just search for the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset group on either of those, where you'll be able to find a group of supportive individuals who may be having similar challenges to you. And I post regular content in those, which are picture posts and videos to help you with your inspiration and your self-esteem and confidence every day. So I'll catch you there. And one other thing, if you want some bonuses for self-esteem or confidence, then also I've left you a little present in the description as well, where you can find some resources for improving your self-esteem and confidence as well. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people, help boost their self-esteem and confidence. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.